For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One-on-one talks between President Trump and France's President Macron in the French capital, focusing largely on military cooperation. Macron reiterating Europe needs to be able to defend itself.
We need more European capacities, more European defense, in order to take this part of the burden. What President Trump has to protect or to defend one of the states of the United States, he doesn't ask France or Germany or another government of Europe to finance it.
We want to help Europe, but it has to be fair. Right now, the burden sharing has been largely on the United States, as the President will say, and he understands that. And he understands that the United States can only do so much.
Trump in France for a ceremony to help mark 100 years since the end of World War I. The First Lady also in Paris, joining them later at the palace for a social lunch with Macron and his wife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
The Camp Fire, which is burning in Butte County in Northern California, has grown to 90,000 acres, claiming at least 9 lives. This man says the fire moves very quickly.
Everything was ignited. By the time I got out of my house, it was like everything was on fire.
It took less than 48 hours for the wildfire to become the most destructive in California history. The town of Paradise, a population of 30,000, is pretty much incinerated. Firefighters basically gave up fighting the flames, rescuing people instead. Paradise is about 180 miles northeast of San Francisco. Paradise is about 180 miles northeast of San Francisco. With control of the House next year, Democrats expected to push President Trump to release his tax returns, something he has yet to do since winning the 2016 election. New York Democrat Brian Higgins is part of the House Ways and Means Committee.
The chair of the House Ways and Means Committee explicitly has the authority through the Internal Revenue Code to request anybody's tax returns, including that of the president.
Trump has said he doesn't want to hand over his tax returns while under audit by the IRS. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democrats are saying they want to work with Republicans to get things accomplished in 2019. USA's Wendy King has more.
In the Democratic Weekly Address, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said now that they have control of the House, it's time to work together with Republicans who still maintain control of the Senate.
Congressional Republicans have a choice to make now. Continue down their path of sabotage or work with Democrats to lower healthcare costs and expand access to quality care.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke to the press alongside their Chinese counterparts after the four officials held a security and diplomatic dialogue meant to prepare their leaders for a meeting at the Group of 20 summit in Argentina later this month. Pompeo reiterated the need for the two nations to work together on several key issues involving North Korea and Iran.
China's cooperation in enforcing those UN Security Council resolutions will help achieve meaningful breakthroughs on this important denuclearization issue. I also expressed our desire to see further cooperation from China in addressing Iran's nuclear missile programs and other malign activities. We hope to work with the Chinese government and Chinese energy companies in this regard.
Pompeo also urged his Chinese counterparts Friday to halt militarization of the disputed South China Sea, drawing a rebuke from the Chinese for sending U.S. warships close to islands claimed by Beijing. Two visiting senior Chinese officials also seized the opportunity to warn publicly that a trade war between the world's two largest economies would end up hurting both sides. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.